The National Institute of Standards and Technology is comparing the existing standards for attribute-based access control, or ABAC. A new publication from the agency describes the two standards, NGAC and XACML, and compares them with respect to five criteria to help users and vendors make informed decisions when addressing future data service policy enforcement requirements. David Ferriolo is the group manager of the Systems and Applications Group at NIST. Speaking with Federal News Radio's Tom Temin, he described what attribute-based access controls are and why they're important.
Attribute-based access control is the latest logical access control model in a long evolution of advancements. It expresses policies exclusively in terms of attributes to users and resources and potentially the operational environment, such as time and location. What's powerful about that is that policies are expressed without having to reference potentially numerous users and resources, and users and resources can be provisioned or granted access into the system without reference to the details of the policy. So it's really all about indirection and policy efficiency.
So it lets people access what they should be able to get to on a network based on what their role is and what their attributes are, and keeps people away from things that they're not entitled to look at?
Right. So in the past, there was a proceeding, and probably the most predominant used access control model today is role-based access control. In that, everything's pretty much based on the user's role or functions within an organization. Under attribute-based access control, a user can take on a variety of characteristics that are defined through his attributes. Those could be roles, but those can also be organizational units or the facility for which they're a member of. So attributes provide a greater granularity in selectively characterizing both users and resources and expressing policies in terms of those attributes.
Okay, so NIST has looked at two standards for attribute-based access controls. One has been around a while, one is new. Tell us what's going on here.
Yes, so XACML has been around for years. I think it emerged in 2003 and was recently updated maybe in 2013. And NGAC is now emerging as a national standard for specifying policies. So, for example, a rule might be a doctor can read a medical record if the word of the medical record and the word of the doctor are equal. In NGAC, policies are expressed in terms of a standard set of relations. Those relations are configured through a standard set of administrative operations. So the comparison there is that the policies in XACML are based on a language to express policy and are administered through the users of that language. In NGAC, it's based on a minimal set of relations that are configurable, and those relations are created and deleted through administrative operations.
We're speaking with David Ferriolo. He's manager for the Secure Systems and Applications Group at NIST's Cybersecurity Division. So in comparing these two standards for attribute-based access control, did your group come down on one side or the other?
No, it really comes down to the use case. So they both NGAC and XACML have their virtues. NGAC compares favorably in many respects, but the answer really depends on the particular use or application. XACML can specify rules and conditions in terms of attribute value types, and is capable of expressing policies that NGAC can, particularly when you're considering attribute values that might pertain to integers or numbers, where you're able to deal with different financial transactions that might involve, like, adding a person's credit limit to their account balance to approve a purchase request. So NGAC doesn't deal with attribute values. It treats attributes as containers. But to NGAC's favor, it can express history-based policies in terms of its relations and confinement policies, where XACML can't. So this includes instances of role-based access control where only a doctor can read the contents of medical records. So what it can do is prevent the leakage of data to an unauthorized principal. Organizational control or privacy. I know who can currently access my data or personal information, and it can't be leaked to anybody else who shouldn't be able to access that information.
And both of these standards have mature products that are in the marketplace right now?
Well, XACML has been around for a while now, and there's a small handful of vendors that have implemented XACML-based products. And NGAC is now only emerging. There's a few companies that have expressed interest in NGAC. One is about to deliver a product, and there's several universities that are conducting research and developing open source around next generation access control. But an important point is that this market penetration might not be all that important right now. To include the Gartner Group, has suggested that ABAC is only in its infancy and at some point will become the dominant approach for access control. So as was the case with rule-based access control, from the point of conception to the point of widespread use spanned 15 years. So we don't expect attribute-based access control to be implemented overnight. The point is that there's now two choices for standardized attribute-based access control, and those are XACML and NGAC.
David Ferriolo is the group manager of the Systems and Applications team at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, speaking there with Federal News Radio's Tom Temin. Share this interview with your colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Just click Share with Friends.